following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
So at some point we were drinking on an empty stomach, and I thought Big Fatty was going to take us to Swig and Swine, which is the barbecue place that he always takes guests to. But since we were overserved and we kind of overstayed our welcome, he ended up taking us to the
brewery across the street from our hotel.
The brewery, basically, he was dumping us at our hotel drunk. But he came in with us, and we got appetizers.
Yeah.
So we got like wings and pretzels and stuff.
Craft beer.
And continued to drink.
craft beer.
And there was a bartender there named Brooke, who was very fun.
Brooke was awesome.
And we basically closed the joint. I mean, they were like mopping the floor and like giving us the side eye.
They would turn the chairs up and be like, we're sorry, we're right across the street.
And then when we left, I dropped my phone, which was something that was occurring a lot on that trip.
It was a theme. It happened at least 15 times.
Yeah, my phone wanted to get lost all this trip.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
There was a bartender there named Big Fatty, who was very fun. And we were overserved.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3997. The BFO for Wednesday the 31st of May 2023, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me. A little show. Y'all, I'm going to finish telling you about my trip to the Connecticut and Meetapalooza, Big Fatty. Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B for the singing of the Bulgarian National Anthem.
We are loyal to Bulgaria, vulture of the West. And we toil for Bulgaria, feathering her nest. The soil of Bulgaria through all the world is known. From her heights to her dairy area, Bulgaria stands alone.
Good morning, Big Fatty. I don't know what's good about it.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning. Yeah, I guess y'all wishing us a good morning, Big Fatty. Y'all, that first one was that KC in Denver, and y'all, then it was VJ. You know, he's going to be at the Meetapalooza, and y'all, that last voice was from none other than Danbury Jr., Big Fatty, it's true. So y'all, it's lovely. Just lovely to hear from them today. And y'all, I'll let you know that the remainder of the little show is going to be with the Flopfo and Brian and the Burry. And y'all, my micro hoist has been giving me a hard time. I think I need a new cable or something. Because y'all, it's Big Fatty, it's not good. It's correct, it's not good. But anyway, y'all, the sound at the beginning of our chitter chat is not great, but it gets better. Although there's an echo because we were in the Flopfo's office, and yes, Big Fatty needs to get some rugs in there. Well, maybe so, but anyway, y'all enjoy it. Yes, Big Fatty. Good morning.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Dear Gussie, y'all, today, the 31st of May, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, you heard him. Wish Big Fatty a good morning. Y'all, met this person several times. Met him at the very first Pride 48 out there in Lost Wages, and at the very last Pride 48 get together there in Nolens. Y'all, he's been to the Villa along with his podcasting partner. They do the enormous little show. Y'all, it's the celebration of exiting of the one and only Casey in Denver. Big Betty, we love Casey in Denver. Yes, we do indeed. So, y'all, if you see Casey in Denver on the Twitty or the Metaspace or even the Woolly Mammoth or Big Fatty on the streets of San Francisco. Why would he be there? I don't know. Maybe he's visiting Kathy Marshall. Y'all wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of with high altitude instructions, of course. Yes, Big Betty.
Happy birthday to you.
Alex Lefebvre plays the spirited happy music. Oh, Big Fatty, look who's here. Yes, it's the Danberries. No. It's the Burries, y'all. We have the Flopfo here.
Hi, everyone.
And we have Brian in the Burry.
Love my meat.
Oh, and also known as Dad and Papa.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, and y'all, did you hear Danbury Jr. There at the beginning? Big Fatty, it was just lovely. And this is the first time y'all have met Squeaky Sheepy.
Yes.
Oh, yes, Big Fatty, Squeaky Sheepy. But Squeaky Kenny came also, because we have to recreate a picture. Let me find it. Yep, right there. There's Squeaky Kenny's.
Poor old thing
is indeed. Yes.
Worn
the hell out. Yes, Big Fatty, kind of like you. But anyway, y'all, we are moments away from Meetapalooza.
Yes.
Tell everybody the history of Meetapalooza, and then tell everybody how excited you are that that Big Fatty is here.
Well,
Big Fatty, maybe they should tell that first so your ego can swell.
We are very pleased that Big Fatty made it all the way from Charleston all the way to Connecticut.
And it's been, how long did we decide it had been?
8 years.
Yes.
8 years.
Because Danbury Jr. was seven and a half, and he's 16 now.
16. He was a wee little lad, and now he's a big mouth lad.
Oh! Big Fatty? Go ahead, y'all talk.
So we decided 1 year where I was not in the marching band for a year, that we wanted to have a Memorial Day party.
Right.
So we bought a smoker, and Brian learned how to smoke meat.
Oh, and hey, Freddie, that sounds well.
And we invited our friends over, and then
it got bigger.
It got bigger and bigger. And then
Brian's meat got bigger and bigger.
Yes. Oh, yes. And at some point,
it multiplied.
The party earned the name Meetapalooza because we supply the meat and they supply the palooza.
Oh,
and the sides.
Oh. Big Fatty, are you gonna have gonna have a double serving of palooza? I hope so. Now all of a sudden the micro hoist seems to be working much better. So y'all, if you couldn't hear that first part very well, what do you expect from a ruined podcast? You know. So Meetapalooza was born. Is that the year that you weren't in the marching band?
It's a couple years. It's been about 15.
Yeah,
it's been a while. Is that when you were protesting because you weren't the drum major?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yes, and I was.
That's when you were playing the Glockenspiel.
Yes.
Yes.
The Glockenspiel.
Yes. Yep. Yes.
And now this year, Junior is in the marching band with me playing the trumpet.
Y'all, did you see the picture? Did you see the picture on the Twitty that that Papa, that's the Flobfo, posted of Danbury Jr. and the drum major? And we noticed that Brian wasn't there because he was smoking his meat.
Yes.
Very well. So tell us about the process of smoking the meat.
Well, I provide brisket.
Brisket.
Pulled pork.
Yes.
And so that I usually do two pork butts and then somewhere between an 18 and a 20 pound the brisket. And then we do two trays of chicken thighs.
Yes.
And then I do two whole salmon the fillets.
And the salmon was an afterthought to the Meatapalooza because we had a lesbian friend.
And, you know, lesbians love the fish
smell.
Who was
a pescatarian.
Oh!
But she is now neither a lesbian nor a pescatarian.
Oh, so she's...
so she eats the meat.
Oh, we have the meats. So when I do my Clara Peller impression later on, he's looking at me like he has no idea who Clara Peller is.
I probably do, but just not...
Where's the beef?
Oh, her. Oh,
yeah.
Wendy's.
You know, Wendy's. Clara Peller. Yeah. Clara Peller.
Third pounder was not big enough.
Yeah. No. Y'all, by the way, Brian pulled his meat out last night, and y'all, it was huge. And
there was gasps all around.
Y'all, it wouldn't fit on the pan.
No.
It wouldn't fit on the tray that he's going to have to cut the meat. Big Fatty, what about the cheese? That happened later. We're expecting how many?
Probably mid-40s. Somewhere around 40-ish.
Oh, my Lord. Y'all had no idea there's going to be 40 people here. Big Fatty, that's a lot of good morning Big Fatties. Well, I don't think I'm going to ask everybody to do that. But anyway.
See a couple more.
Yeah.
VJ.
Steven. Well, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show, but we'll get a fresh one. Yes.
Clubhouse.
Oh, yes. Yes. And what favorite memories from previous Meatapaloozas?
They've all been fabulous.
Know. Okay. Yeah. There's been so many.
There's been rain.
Rain.
Not so much. Those weren't very good.
Rain.
But this is like the second one here
in this new house.
In at the compound.
The second official. The first year we lived here, we didn't we had a scaled back COVID Meatapalooza.
It was just kind of a meat.
You know, yes. Yeah. There was meat. No palooza, just the meat.
Right, just meat.
And then we had an even smaller one.
Oh, the year before we moved.
In 20. Because that was... We all were socially the distance. And
y'all, the only bad... They whispered to me last night, the only bad thing about being in the new house is that lots more people can come. And y'all, it just... They're just... Oh, God. When will these people fucking leave?
You remember the tiny little place that we were in before?
I do.
And you were like, you're going to raise a child here?
And did I say that?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And that was an inside party. We couldn't even be outside.
Right.
Because the
bar was outside. It, y'all, I still have not forgiven Brian for over-serving me. But thank God Daniel Bieber was driving then. But
yes.
Y'all, I left here. We had supper last night.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was very good.
It was very good.
Yes. And I left here last night. Brian had made me some kind of fancy gin beverage just to try. And I said, well, is this the way that you make it? His response was, no, mine's much larger than this. So I said, well, you can make me one for Meatapalooza, but Big Fatty's got to drive. Y'all, I'm going to tell you something. You talk about the middle of nowhere. I mean, this road, y'all, it looks like you're driving up to, what is Toppy's, what's that barn?
The mansion. Oh.
What's his name's barn up on the top of the hill?
Yeah. Where they do the drop.
Yeah, where Aunt Tappy is dropped. Yep. Yeah, Toppy didn't listen anymore.
No,
but anyway,
hi Toppy.
Hi Toppy. Speaking of Toppy, you're gonna go see him here.
See him in July.
Okay.
And maybe Mr. Cackle.
Oh,
maybe.
Yeah, y'all.
If he can tear himself away from his busy lesbian schedule.
He's very, very busy making.
journals,
and making the big bucks.
Yes,
you know, it's just he's. I mean, he's got his scarf on his head. It's like Aunt Jemima making journals or whatever.
Well, he's got his little sweatshop.
He does have a sweatshop, but that's not children. That's
no,
working
it's the elderly.
It's him. Okay, okay. It's just it looks like children working in there. Big Fatty, I bet he's cackling now or cussing him. Well, probably both. Anyway, I didn't tell you I was coming. I just responded.
Yes, and you replied to
tell
me
the reaction that happened to that.
I looked at the phone and said, what?
And
you? And then I think you had to tell me later because I was offline. Yeah.
He was like, I was like, Big Fatty's coming. He's like,
what? What? We didn't really mean it.
We did. Can we rescind that?
He showed up. So
yeah, after I fill up on brisket and pork butt, yes, you may. Anyway, y'all, it has just been a lovely visit up here, and I can't wait to report back to you on the amount of food that I eat. Y'all, it's going to be coming out of my nose. Big Fatty, thank goodness you said your nose and not something else. Well, that'll be when I get back to the villa.
Everybody wears their eating britches.
Yep, they do indeed.
Did you bring yours?
These are eating britches.
His stretchy belt.
Well, okay. I have the shorts on so that I can fill that third leg with
is
meat.
Is that what you call that?
Yes, it is what I call that. Okay. Yes, and you know. So anyway, anything else you want to say?
No, I'm very excited for the party. I'm very happy to have you here.
I think you were not impressed, but you were. You took in the sights of our new abode.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Y'all, the most interesting thing about this house is y'all in the basement, there's a set of stairs laying on the side. And Brian goes, this is not a bar. This is the stairs to the second floor. And I'm like, the second floor? Y'all, tell that story real quick.
The short version is when we found this house, the person we were buying it from didn't complete the upper floor in order to save time and money and in order to get out of the loan because he was underwater. And so we have the house is cleared to have another floor, two or three more the bedrooms and the bathroom up the upstairs and a big loft over the kitchen. So we have the great room with nothing but the sheetrock up.
So, y'all, that'll be where the sling goes once Danbury Jr. moves goes to college.
Then we change the locks.
Yes. Oh! Y'all, shit, it stopped recording. No, it didn't.
No, it's still going.
They've mentioned changing the locks at least twice since I've been here. So, anyway, I have to say one thing. And we're about to run out of time, but I noticed that Danbury Jr. had to hand over his cellular telephonic device in the evenings. Is that good parenting?
Yes, that is good parenting.
Boundaries.
Good.
He doesn't think it's good parenting, but we do.
Oh, dear Gussie. Well, I was, honestly, I was very impressed that's one of the rules of the house.
So, he doesn't like it, but...
No, well, of course not. He's 16. He doesn't like anything.
Right.
You know, if you can think back that far, you didn't like anything at 16
either. I wasn't even in the house until it was done.
You weren't even in the what?
House.
House.
You were expected to be away.
Oh, okay.
Go play outside.
Oh, right. There was that thing that we used to do, wasn't there? Anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Thank you to my host for hosting me for the big meet-a-palooza. And y'all, I'm going to be cussing them when I'm out walking the rest of this week because, y'all, I'm going to be 2 tons of fun. So, y'all, speaking of 2 tons of fun, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard Mr. Cackle.
There was a bartender there named Big Fatty who was very fun. And we were overserved.
Oh, yes. But Big Fatty speaking of overserved, Big Fatty, it's Brian's turn. But again,
you can leave a comment on the secure website at bigfattyonline.com and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes. The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.